Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
I believe if we don't get to the bottom line of what really happened, that the 2022 elections and the 2024 elections are meaningless, and they will be ripe with fraud.
Hey, friends, this is part two of my interview with Dr. Dave Janda, in which we round out the conversation about the toxic death shot and the toxic election and how to overturn it. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, if you think crypto assets are the future, I've got good news. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options, you can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Colin Plume from Noble Gold Investments, so it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com. Okay, guys, let's begin where we left off on part one. Thanks for tuning in. Here's the tag. Emergency uses of vaccine have not been approved or licensed by FDA, but have been authorized by FDA, which is the revolving door of Pfizer and a government agency. I'm coming back to you, man. There's no emergency. Show me the emergency where no kids are dying. Well, I take it back. Lester Holt said 146 kids have died.
Sean, look, one kid is too many. On the other hand, they're trying to make it sound like millions of children are dying. And that, in fact, is false. And you're right. Is this something we need to be cognizant of? Yeah. And so is the flu, right? And how to handle that. You know, many people, and here's the people out there, People's Republic of Ann Arbor, well, if you don't get the jab, then you're not taking good care of yourself. And wait a minute. There are other ways. There are different means of protecting yourself. What about, Sean, something you've talked about and I've talked about? I've done an entire series for years with Dr. Peter Glidden, one of the top naturopathic physicians in this country, where we talk about enhancing your immune system. Right. There was a study just done, multiple studies just done on the effectiveness of vitamin D. Vitamin D and its effect at not only reducing severity of illness, not just with COVID or Fauci vid, you know, Fauci dash capital VID that I've renamed it, but a flu of any infectious disease. You reduce severity, reduce hospitalizations, reduce deaths.
This is very important. You're absolutely right. Joe Rogan talks about it. He gets lambasted for it. Aaron Rodgers talks about it. Prevention, right. Health, right? How come these things aren't talked about? And the mainstream horror media, exactly. They're coming after these guys because, oh, and by the way, all these sycophants at ESPN, they're cowards because they were forced by their parent company, Disney, to take the vaccine if they wanted to stay employed. So all these people coming after Aaron Rodgers for making a personal health decision that ought not be public in the first place, they're coming after him because they're cowards who all willingly took or unwillingly, but took it anyway to keep their jobs, they took the experimental vaccine. And I just want to say one other thing. I'm going to leave the link to Z-Stack below, which I take every day. That's Dr. Zelenko's product, which is zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, and the delivery mechanism to get it in your cells, quercetin. Okay. Right. It's a great product. I'm leaving the link below because this is the stuff people ought to take to stay healthy. I'm not even saying it prevents disease. I guess I can't make that claim, but I think it helps you stay healthy. And according to other smart people like you, yeah, it does. Because what do all these people in the hospital suffering from COVID have in common? Most of them have extremely low levels of vitamin D. They're vitamin D deficient.
And Sean, if people challenge you on that, that is in multiple peer-reviewed published journals. And remember, trying to get things through the peer-reviewed process, because who controls those journals? Big pharmaceutical companies. In spite of their control of all those journals, right? Because remember, there was that conversation about 2-3 years ago between the head editor of the New England Journal of Medicine and JAMA, and they were lamenting about the fact that the journals have really become nothing but publicity organs, arms of big pharmaceutical companies. In spite of that, there's still peer-reviewed published data and information that shows that just what you spoke about can be of significant benefit. Sean, you mentioned the revolving door. I want to talk about this for just a second. The head of the FDA, the commissioner of the FDA under Trump from 2017 to 2019 was Dr. Scott Gottlieb. Where does he sit now? He's on the board of Pfizer. The one who followed him, Dr. Stephen Hahn, who became the commissioner under the Trump administration from 2019 to 2021, is no longer there. Where is he at? He is at the financial arm in the funding division that of a company that funded Moderna, right? You mentioned local news before. A lot of local news companies get their feeds from Reuters. The CEO of Reuters is on what? He's on the board of Pfizer.
Yeah, it's enraging, man. It's absolutely enraging. And hey, let me just ask you one thing. And I want you to finish that thought. But we like to do about an hour, you and I. So maybe we can take the last 10 minutes and talk about the election fraud, because I want to share an article with people and some big news that's right ahead of us, right on the horizon. But finish that thought, please.
Well, the point is this, Sean, is that many people believe that they're being coerced, and their belief is accurate, into doing something that they don't want to do. And Sean, there is something that transpired today that people are not aware of, and the bought-off lamestream fake media refuses to report on it. Remember, there was a stay initially put on Saturday, November 6th by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals out of New Orleans on Biden's mandate for the private sector.
Correct.
Right, for 100 employees. Yep. On the 12th, they filed the final decision saying it's not just a stay, it's done. Right. Meanwhile, Biden's chief of staff is out there saying, I don't pay any attention to the court. Well, wait a minute. If you look at that lawsuit, the Biden administration was who was sued. Klein, the chief of staff, is a member of that administration. He should be prosecuted on contempt of court charges because he's telling the public to violate a standing court order. Well, now here's what happened today. I got tipped off from somebody. Somebody sent me a text. OSHA, remember, that's the arm that was going to mandate these companies that had 100 or more employees, right? OSHA officials said the agency, direct quote now, remains confident in its authority to protect workers in emergencies, but it has now suspended activities related to the implementation or enforcement of the ETS vaccine mandate pending future developments in the litigation, end quote. Why is that important? Because anyone who is currently working for a company and your employer tells you that this is mandated and you have to have it happen, that's false. That is absolute false. And here is something that was told to me, and I've been saying it for several months. When the mandates fall, here's what's going to happen. Some people who lost their job definitely have a lawsuit, right? Because their livelihood was taken away from them for something that now has been rendered unconstitutional. Those people that were coerced into having a jab who now are one of these people, 850 some thousand, who are have an injury related to the jab or an adverse reaction, they can now sue. But who do they sue? Who's left holding the bag? These businesses, these universities, these hospitals, these companies,
the NFL,
a jab. They the are NFL. Now holding the legal bag.
Yeah, when these athletes start dropping like flies, and they're really dropping like flies in the football world, right? Soccer, I keep seeing soccer stars falling down during games, but it's athletes, it's high school athletes dropping dead. If we start seeing it in the NFL, which I'm a little surprised we haven't yet, these athletes need to sue, in that case, the NFL. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was brave and courageous to do what he did. He should have done it earlier. My only criticism of him and Tom Brady and Mahomes and who else? Russell Wilson. I would bet none of them took this vaccine. I don't know that for sure, but I really don't think Tom Brady took it. That guy's really into his health.
Well, here's
but they should have band together early on behalf of the athletes that aren't the stars of the league. And they should have said, we're not taking this. We will not be coerced into taking any health medical protocol against our own will. And if they had done that early, they could have got ahead of all this, in my opinion.
Well, here's the thing, Sean, and it brings up a good point. The very people that are the most dogmatic and coercive about you taking the jab are also the same people that you see at grocery stores only eating organic foods because they're particular of what they want to put in their body. I have no problem with that. Excellent. We encourage that. Yet, when it comes to the jab, it's been found that 20% of the contents are not being declared to the people who are taking it. So they push this whole narrative about, oh, I'm so healthy and I eat organic, yet they're putting a jab in their arm. They don't even know what's in it.
I know. Unless you think, listen
to this one. This is from Bloomberg itself yesterday. Pfizer won't give away its secret vaccine recipe.
Look, this is the absence of logic. And I really struggle with this because it's like the person I reached out to just wanted them to know this is experimental. There's some dangers here. It's all quantified in this little 14-minute video. You should watch it. No, we'll have to agree to disagree on this. They don't even know what's in it. And they're putting it in their bodies, man.
And here's the thing, Sean. Here's the thing. If people want to take it, fine. But if people don't want to take it, fine. But, and what's the but? You need to be comprehensively informed of what's in it, safety, efficacy, and all the contents in that vial.
And you need to be informed about the potential consequences of taking it. Look, it's like the election. Elections have consequences. Stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. Vaccines can have catastrophic consequences. And we're going to talk about the election here in a second.
One last point, Sean. I agree with you, but here's the thing. People are not being informed of the downside, of the ramifications, and therefore they can't make an appropriate decision, an informed decision. For example, of all the people that have taken the jab that I've done this to hundreds of people that sometimes aren't very happy with me, when I tell them about this information, about VAERS, about what we've talked about today, there is not one of them. There is not one of them that then said to me, well, I did the right thing by taking the jab. Across the board, they said to me, gosh, if I knew about this antibody-dependent enhancement, if I knew about the VAERS system, about the I wouldn't have taken this. I wouldn't have done it. And this is why you're seeing such people pushing now back, Sean, on this third booster deal, right? I mean, the vaccine's so great, you got to get a booster. You get a booster for smallpox? You get a booster for polio? No. But you need a booster for this within a year of when you got, because remember, for an FDA for the FDA to approve a vaccine, it has to be effective for at least a year and at least 50% effective. And as we've shown from the experimental use authorization data, it was less than 1% effective. And they're now giving boosters within, wow, what are they saying about J&J? Oh, you should get a booster now within 2 months, or you should get it within 4 months or 6 months. Sean, this is so off the rails.
Yeah. Hey, just a sidebar here. It sounds like the Hindenburg was over your house there. I'm not sure what that was, but
Sorry.
Are they mowing your lawn?
No, they're outside. I think they're, you know, we're in Michigan. So, well, I don't know. I think they're blowing leaves, but it might be Gretchen Whitmer. And it might be, speaking of that election thing, can I hit you with this? Because maybe your listeners aren't aware of this. You know, we had significant, huge problems here in Michigan during the November 2020 election, outlined very well by Senator Pat Kolbeck about what was really happening with the election. The person that is stymieing a lot of this investigation into the election itself is the Attorney General, Dana Nissel. There was a big football game a week before last year in Michigan between Michigan and Michigan State. She ended up having, this is the elected public official that supposedly is on call 24/7 she's the chief legal officer in the state. She got so drunk.
She fell asleep.
At the football game. She passed out at the football game.
Yep.
They then had to carry her out, put her in a wheelchair to drag her back to her car. And her statement was, her concern was, is that her words, not mine, that she was going to, quote, vomit on the constituents, end quote. I mean, this is so off the charts, Sean, that I just, it's.
Yeah, I know. We saw that news item as well. And boy, it sounds like they're mowing the lawn inside your house.
Can I just say
something? Yeah. Hey, friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. But the government insists that inflation is under control, or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Sean, I'm so sorry.
No problem. Well,
days for these guys, but
I bet you have a beautiful lawn.
Well, no, they're actually blowing the leaves, so it you know.
Well, you know what's funny? My neighbor, good guy, also took the vaccine despite my warnings. His favorite thing is to blow leaves, so I can relate to what you're going through there. No big deal. So
I had to make sure that wasn't Dana Nissel or Gretchen Whitmer, because they're doing everything in their power to suppress information coming out.
Right.
About what really transpired, at least here in Michigan. And this is happening across the country.
Well, like I said, and it was Steve Bannon who's now been indicted. Elections have consequences. Stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. Everything's being weaponized against the people, including Merrick Garland, the DOJ, the FBI. Well, an FBI whistleblower has revealed Biden's DOJ activated counterterrorism division against protesting parents. What protesting parents? Well, the ones that are showing up at school boards and they're pissed off because they don't want their kids wearing masks. They don't want vaccine mandates. They don't want critical race theory being taught. They want actual education for their children. Evidently, according to this criminal administration, those people are terrorists. But here's what I wanted to ask you about. This comes from Patrick Byrne, the former CEO of Overstock, overstock.com, crossing the streams. Jump down to paragraph 2. There's a lawsuit being drafted by Kurt Olson to be filed with the U.S. Supreme Court on the morning of November 23rd. It is definitive and includes far more material than has ever been made public. What was filed last December was the result of 3 weeks rushed investigation. What is being prepared now is the result of a year's worth of investigation and invokes a novel constitutional argument that I, for one, find conclusive. We want attorney generals to sign it. There are 26 states with Republican AGs. and we've got to get this information to these AGs. They need to sign on. I'm coming back to you. Your thoughts on, and I know Mike Lindell is part of this thing. Mike Lindell has dedicated a lot of his treasure, his life's earnings, his wealth to this fight to uncover what really happened in this stolen election. Your thoughts on how we take this thing back. Do we do it? Do we take it back before 2022 elections?
Well, here's the thing, Sean. I believe if we don't get to the bottom line of what really happened, that the 2022 elections and the 2024 elections are meaningless. And they will be ripe with fraud. Anyone who believes that Joe Biden got 15 million more votes than Barack Obama when Biden refused to come out of his basement, and when he did, he would have at most a dozen to a couple dozen supporters at these events, while President Trump was having audiences of 30 to 40 to 50,000 people. Anybody who believes he got 81 million votes, I believe is having a hard time dealing with reality. And anyone who looks at how election laws weren't changed, they were just superseded by dictates of government officials that the laws would be put aside, whether it's mail-in ballots or whatever it might be. You see, Sean, if anyone in particular should be interested in getting to the bottom line of this, it should be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And the reason I say that is because their entire, whatever you want to call their I call it a thugocracy, has been under suspicion because a huge chunk, an ever-growing chunk of the American population said, something isn't right here. Something isn't right with what happened there. You see, if I was in Joe Biden's shoes, and thank goodness I'm not, but if I was, I would say, look, let's analyze this and investigate this to the max because it solidifies my legitimacy because I truly believe I got 81 million votes. But he's not doing that, right, doing everything in their power to suppress information. And I think what is the indicator, the number one indicator that there are significant problems with the 2020 election is how the people who won are acting.
Yeah.
And how they're suppressing information. It goes back to the whole issue of transparency, like we spoke about with Pfizer and with the FDA. If everything's legit and everything's fine, well, why hide this information, Pfizer and FDA, till 2076?
Yeah. It's all illegitimate.
Right. It's exactly it, Sean. So let me tell you something. Kirk Olson, I believe, is the real deal. And I believe he is one of the most feared people that the deep state has. They are very fearful of him. And my experience with Kurt Olson is he crosses his T's and he dots his I's twice. And he's very thorough and he's very comprehensive. And I do believe that if Kurt Olson is willing to walk into a court of law and file documents, he's not a dumb guy. He's a very smart, shrewd guy. And he's not about to blow up his entire career or his reputation over something that has the least bit of question associated with it. And as far as Mike Lindell, I give him a lot of credit. He's put his, not just finances on the line, not just his reputation on the line. As you know, Sean, he's put his life on the line. And he is doing the work of what our Justice Department, of what our Supreme Court, of what the FBI should have been doing from the outset. I give him a lot of credit. I give all the people in the independent media, such as yourself, all the credit for continuing to push, not for a particular different result, but for transparency and the truth.
That's right. Let me read the call to action here, because as we wrap this up, those in the audience that live in these states, these 26 states with Republican AGs, you can see the list of states right here. If you live in any of these states, here's the call to action. Your mission for the next 9 days is to encourage peaceably these 26 Republican AGs to review and sign up with the lawsuit that Kurt Olson is bringing them. That's it. Just call. Leave a message if you have to. Send an email. This article comes from deepcapture.com. If I remember, I'll leave a link to it below. And audience members, you can get involved peaceably in attempting to take your country back with a lawsuit that's powerful enough in its information that SCOTUS won't be able to turn away from it. That's the theory, although I wouldn't put it past SCOTUS to walk away from anything at this point.
I wouldn't either. But the only thing I would add to that is I wouldn't stop with the 26 Republican AGs. What's wrong with the other 24 states that might have Democrat or independent AGs? I believe whether this is beyond being a Republican or Democrat, this is about being a freedom-loving American. And freedom-loving Americans should cherish transparency, documentation, facts, and data. And anyone that stands against transparency, facts, and data, and the truth, well, they shouldn't be holding public office. They shouldn't be holding any office in the private sector, public sector, or the like, They are declaring themselves as someone who is dishonest. Fact.
100%. Dave, I really appreciate your time today. We went a little long. You know, I try to respect your time, keep it to an hour. But boy, you know, we get fired up, you and I, when we talk about this attack on humanity, because that's what it is. It's a war on the people of this country. And when it comes to this experimental vax, this death shot, it's a war literally on humanity. It's either the Great Awakening or the Great Reset. I think that's the choice at hand. Can you tell people how they can follow you and listen to your radio show?
Yeah, I'm available at DaveJanda.com 24/7. The radio show airs live, called Operation Freedom, out of the People's Republic of Ann Arbor every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern. You can stream it live and free by going to DaveJanda.com, hit the Listen Live button, and you're with us. Also, we're available 24/7, extra shows, extra content, extra analysis, extra guests, and I have a lot of free content up on the site as well. My interviews with Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Richard Fleming, Pat Byrne, who you had about his information from Deep Capture, my interview with General Michael Flynn, all available on the website. We hope people become part of our freedom family. DaveJanda.com. We're there for you. And Sean, thank you for everything you do.
Back at you.
We'll do. Because truly, Sean, you too have put your life on the line. Just as we spoke about with Mike Lindell, you too have put your life on the line to bring honest information to the public that are willing to open their eyes and open their ears. And hopefully the next step is open their mouth, because this information that you speak about, that I speak about, that all the independent media people talk about, people need to take that information in a bucket of brigade of truth and talk, you know, as difficult as it might be, with family and friends and neighbors and coworkers. That was the whole idea about the lockdown with these control freaks, with Fauci and the like. They didn't want people talking. They wanted them locked up at their home. They wanted them fearful. They wanted them on their couches. They didn't want them to say anything. And the best way we defeat these totalitarian thugs is talking amongst ourselves, talking to even people we know might disagree with us. Plant those seeds of facts and data and science. And guess what? They do come around.
Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. An anecdote, my mother-in-law loves to have Christmas Day at her house. All these years, it's always been a tradition. Her kids come, the spouses come, many of the grandchildren are able to come. This year, she's not sure she can do it because her children, my wife, my brother-in-law, are unvaccinated, as are the spouses. So mom-in-law, maybe no Christmas at her house because she's so damn scared of COVID. Despite being vaccinated, she doesn't want to be around unvaccinated. The brainwashing is nearly complete among many. But the good news is we're not all sheeple, Dave.
Sean, I want to leave with this. And maybe you could pass this on to your mom-in-law. The Nuremberg trial, 1945. Goering was on the stand. You know, one of Hitler's pet rats. They asked him, quote, "How did you convince the German people to accept all this?" And Goering replied, quote, "It was easy. It had nothing to do with Nazism. The only thing a government needs to do To turn people into slaves is fear. If you can find something to scare them, you can make them do anything you want, end quote. I would ask your mom-in-law, you're vaccinated. What are you fearing?
All right, brother. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you. Operation Freedom, guys, check it out. And I want to thank my listeners and viewers as well. Of course, you can find us at BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey. But I want to thank my subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv and everyone for free every single day. Come check us out. Visit us for real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies at sgtreport.com. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. But the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
After I spoke, they were very humbled. You know, I put them on notice, and really what I did was just put the dogs back on the leash. These are public servants. They're supposed to serve us. We are the masters. They are the servants, not the other way around.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in, and I'll remind you every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. May God bless you, your family, and may God bless this republic. Bye-bye.